Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony sermon message series. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its consequences. Our passage from the Word of God today is Proverbs chapter 23, verses 20 and 21, which reads, "Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to USA Today, a study published this week suggests that country folks have driven the recent global rise in obesity, contradicting the predominant thinking that links being overweight with urban living. The study's lead author, Majid Azadi of Imperial College of London's School of Public Health, said, "The results of this massive global study overturn commonly held perceptions that more people living in cities is the main cause of the global rise in obesity. This means that we need to rethink how we tackle this global health problem." In this podcast today, we are going through the fine book, the serious book, the Rave Diet and Lifestyle, the Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. He writes in Chapter 1, Diet, Disease, and Weight Loss, Part 10. Breast cancer thrives in an estrogen-rich environment, and estrogen levels for American women are up to twice as high as women around the world eating low-fat, plant-based diets. The problems American women experience with menopause is due to the dramatic drop in estrogen levels. If you get rid of this sharp drop, you get rid of the problems. By changing to the Rave diet before you reach menopause, the drop in estrogen levels will be small and smooth, and you will eliminate the problems. The Japanese, for example, don't even have a word for hot flash, simply because Japanese women eating traditional plant-based diets do not experience hot flashes or other problems associated with menopause. Eating a high-fiber diet is important because fiber removes excessive sex hormones from the body and lowers estrogen levels, greatly reducing your risk of cancer. If these hormones are not carried out by fiber, they are recycled back into the blood. which drives up hormone levels even further. Men who eat high-fat diets also reach puberty earlier and have abnormally high levels of male sex hormones. Eating animal foods stimulates the production of testosterone. Lowering these levels will prevent prostate cancer and slow the growth of any cancer that has already developed. This knowledge has led to the development of testosterone-lowering drugs for the treatment of prostate cancer. But here's a simpler, cheaper, and more powerful way to lower testosterone levels. Simply change to a low-fat, high-fiber diet. Prostate cancer is more strongly related to the consumption of non-fat dairy products than to any other food. In one study, it was shown that high consumption of dairy products was associated with a 50% increase in the risk of prostate cancer. One possible reason for this involves vitamin D, which is known to protect against cancer. Consuming high levels of calcium, as found in dairy foods, lowers the levels of vitamin D, and in doing so, lowers its protective qualities. Prostate cancer does not occur with men throughout the world who are eating low-fat, plant-based diets because they have normal levels of testosterone, although a tendency toward their loss, or rather, although a tendency toward hair loss is genetic. You can significantly delay its onset and slow or arrest its spread by getting your testosterone level back to normal with a change to the RAVE diet. In some cases, a change in diet has actually resulted in the regrowth of hair. Prostate reduction is also linked to a low-fat, plant-based diet and prostate cancer. Allow me to repeat that. Prostate reduction is also linked to a low-fat, plant-based diet, and prostate cancer is rare in populations that eat such a diet. Most prostate cancers have decades of slow growth before a tumor develops. This is the time when a change in diet can be most effective in strengthening your immune system and killing those cancer cells, and getting your testosterone level back to normal will not affect your manhood, only your chances of getting cancer and perhaps going bald before your time. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for understanding. Lord, help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to learn from it. Help us to change where we need to change and to do better. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake.